thank you, Lord of glory. We thank you for your word that you have given to us. Your word, truth, Jesus Christ, the Son of God. To worship, to know, and to grow in that knowledge so that we worship him more and more. Lord, we give all the glory for your spirit that you have given to us. Thank you, Lord, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus, as you guide us through truth, as you make known the words of Jesus, you make us to understand and to know them. Thank you that deep calleth unto deep. Thank you for speaking to our hearts, precious Holy Spirit. Thank you for flooding us with the river of your spirit. Thank you, Lord of glory, for the revelation knowledge of your word into our hearts. Lord, we bless you that as you speak to us, Lord, the river of your glory flows more and more into our hearts. Lord, we say thank you that we won't live here the same way as we have come. Thank you for speaking your words into every area of our lives, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Lord, I thank you as you speak through me, as you minister through me. I'm but a child, your vessel. Thank you, Lord of glory, and take all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. And everyone says amen, hallelujah. Please let's open once more to John chapter 4. Thank you, Jesus. And we are going to take it from verse 20. And we know it's the story of the woman at the well of Samaria. And we give God all the glory for her life. We will take it from verse 19 to 26. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Please let's go. The woman said unto him, Sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. Our fathers worshipped in this mountain, and you say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. Jesus said unto her, Woman, believe me, the hour cometh when you shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. You worship, you know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. The woman said unto him, I know that the Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. When he is come, he will tell us all things. Jesus said unto her, I that speak unto thee am he. Amen. In Jesus' name, amen. And so, you see, after our Lord Jesus told the woman in verse 18 that you have had five husbands and that even the person you are living with is not your husband, the woman said, Sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. In other words, for you to have known all these things without my saying, I perceive that you are a prophet. And so she asked a question that was in her heart. She said, Our fathers worshipped in this mountain, but the Jews said Jerusalem is the place where everybody ought to worship. And our Lord Jesus Christ now told her that is not in this mountain, nor is it in Jerusalem, but that the time has come that the Father, who is Spirit, will be worshipped in spirit and in truth. And look at verse 22. You worship, you know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. See a key. We know what we worship. And he went on to say that the Father is seeking true worshippers. And these true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. And so please underline, now we're in the period where, as true worshippers, we worship the Father in spirit and in truth. We worship the Father in spirit and in truth. And so we are going to look at how to worship, truly worship, in spirit and in truth, for then it will help us. But one thing is this: we thank God that we have believed on Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And so we are true worshippers, for we have a new spirit from Him, and in that spirit is dwelling the Spirit of the Father, also known as the Spirit of Christ. Christ Himself is dwelling on the inside of us, and He's upon us, He's with us, He's in our midst, He's our Emmanuel, God with us. And so again, the Father seeketh such to worship Him. Who? Those who worship Him in spirit and in truth. We thank God that we are now spirit beings, new creatures. And not only that, we have the Spirit of the Father in us, so that we have the potential to worship Him in spirit and in truth. And so how do we worship the Father in spirit and in truth? That is a key. But let's look at verse 22. He said, you worship, you know not what. In other words, whatever or whomever you are worshiping, you don't know. But we know what we worship. Please underline that. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. There is a great key there. We know what we worship. And then line that with the Father seeking true worshippers to worship Him in spirit and in truth. In other words, we have to worship the Father in spirit and in truth as true worshippers. As true worshippers, we have to worship the Father in spirit and in truth. And we thank God that true worshippers that we are, we have to understand we have a new spirit in us, and we have the Holy Spirit dwelling in the new heart, the new spirit. And so we have the potential to worship the Father in spirit and in truth. And so how do we worship Him in spirit and in truth? How do we worship Him in spirit and in truth? Look at verse 25. The woman, after the Lord Jesus told her that the Father is seeking true worshippers who will worship Him in spirit and in truth, the woman said unto Him, I know that the Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. When He is come, He will tell us all things. In other words, she knows, she's aware that through Christ,
through Jesus, through the Messiah, will be able to do this. She's aware, for she went on and said, I know that the Messiah, who is Christ, when he comes, he will tell us all things. In other words, the truth, the word of God, he will tell us how we will worship. For he is from God. And so he will tell us how to worship God. And Jesus said unto her, I that speak unto thee, I am he. And so what we have to understand, the Spirit, thank God we have the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of Christ, who will help us into all truth, who will guide us into all truth. For truth there means the Word of God we have to know. To worship in spirit and in truth, you see, the Holy Spirit, who is the Spirit of truth, and then truth, the Word of God. And we give God all the glory. Who is truth? Jesus Christ. In other words, the Spirit of Christ and Christ himself. For Jesus is the truth. Jesus is the truth. And that's why the woman went on to speak about the Messiah. Because she knew the Messiah, who is the Word of God, is also truth. She knew from Deuteronomy chapter 18, from verse 15 to 18, that the Lord said he will send his Son, fill him with his word. He will send truth. The Word of God is also called truth. He will send truth, the word of himself, to us to tell us all things. To tell us all the truth, all the word of God that fills him. And so the woman knew that the Messiah to come is with all of the word of God. And then he will tell us, he will show us how to worship God. And so again, God is a spirit, verse 24, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. You see, true worshipers that we are, we have now become as or like God. We have a new spirit, a spirit without sin, and dwelling in that spirit is the Spirit of God. So we are now one with God. We are of the same spirit as of the Father, as the living God. And so now to worship him is by his Spirit and his word. For the same God who is Spirit is also the word of himself. God is truth. God is the pillar of truth, Mount Zion. God is the God of truth. And he brought forth, duplicated himself. Truth brought forth truth from himself and called him Jesus Christ, the Messiah, Son of God. So the same truth that fills the Father is in the Son. So you see that we cannot worship God without the word of himself. And God and his word are one. And so the Spirit of God and the word of God, the Spirit of truth and truth, they go together. Excuse me. Now, the key is this. We have to know whom we worship. For our Lord Jesus said it in verse 22. We know what we worship. And she told the woman, worship, you know not what you worship, but we know what we worship. And that should be our own testimony too. We know what we worship. Our Lord Jesus Christ knew his Father, and the Father knew him. And so he knows the Father whom he worshipped all of his days in the earthen vessel. And it's the same thing too. If we want to be true worshippers, we have to know the Father. True worshippers, they worship the Father in spirit and in truth. And it's not just the letter of the word. No, it's the rhema. Rhema, the revelation knowledge of the word of God. Truth revealed unto you, you and I. And that is why knowledge, knowing him, is very important. In other words, we know truth. We know truth. We have to know truth. We have to know him. If we want to be true worshippers, we cannot do without the knowledge of truth. And who is truth? Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. For he is the one given to you and I to worship. Please, let's look at some verses before we continue. Let's first start with Matthew chapter 11. Let's zero down to verse 27. Please, let's go. All things are delivered unto me of my Father, and no man knoweth the Son but the Father, neither knoweth any man the Father save the Son, and he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. So no one knows the Father except the Son, and no one knows the Son except the Father. And so no one can know the Father except the Son reveals him to you and I. And so we see why true worshippers must worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Spirit is the Spirit of truth, the Holy Ghost, who will make truth known to us. And we thank God that our Lord Jesus gave us the Holy Ghost. Christ in us, our hope of glory, he's in our midst. And he says, where two or more, or two or three are gathered in his name, there he is. And so he's here, his Spirit is here. And as we are looking into the words of himself, who is truth, the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, who is the Spirit of truth, is guiding us, making us to understand and know the person of Christ Jesus, according as he is written. And as we are knowing him, I tell you, that is the most important thing. For he whom we worship, he whom we are gathered in his name, we have to know him. If we are truly true worshippers, we have to worship him in spirit and in truth, and it means we have to know him. We have to know him. We have to keep studying the scriptures, allowing the Holy Ghost to guide us through the scriptures so that we may know truth. We may know truth. Who is truth? Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Please, let's flip forward to John chapter 10. Let's look at verses 14 and 15, and you will see the same thing. Knowing Jesus is so important. When we know Jesus according as he is written, we know the Father. For Jesus and his Father are one and the same. The Father is the God of truth. The Son is truth. And so it is very important that we understand this truth. In God's kingdom, the true worshippers, those who worship God, must know the Son. And when we know the Son, we know the Father. God the Father, God the Son, they are one and the same. In God's kingdom, you cannot worship if you don't know him. And the person of himself he gave to us is his Son, who is truth. John chapter 10, please let's read verses 14 and 15. I am the good shepherd, and know my sheep, and am known of mine. Please underline that. He knows his sheep, and his sheep knows him. Please underline that. Very important. If you want to be a true worshiper, you want to be a worshiper of the Lord Jesus, and thereby being a worshiper of his Father, you want to be a worshiper of God, you have to know truth. You have to know the Son. You have to know Jesus given to us to believe. For it is what you know that you believe of Jesus. So if you don't know him, you cannot believe. So central to the worship in God's kingdom is knowing his son. And when we know his Son, we know him. For it's the same words, the same truth, the same words. God the Father duplicated himself. So is the exact, the if you know the Son, you know the Father, and vice versa. Verse 15 says, as the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. Jesus is our own everlasting Father. So we see a pattern. If we are sons of God in Christ Jesus, we have to know Jesus, and Jesus will know you and I. We have to know Jesus, and he has to know you and I. And that's why we have the Spirit and truth together, the Word of God and the Spirit of the Word of God. The Spirit of the Word of God will reveal the Word of God, will make us to know the Word of God. And the Word of God, his name is Jesus. Another word for the Word of God is truth. 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 Please let's open to John chapter 14. Let's look at verse 6 and 7. John chapter 14, verse 6 and 7. And so, you see, you cannot say you are worshiping God in his kingdom and not know Jesus according as he is written. You cannot say you are a follower of Jesus and not know Jesus. It is very important for us to understand this basic truth. We have to know Jesus according as he is written. Search the scriptures. In there you think you have life. These are the very words that speak of me. They testify. The Bible is telling us about Jesus. So it is your duty and my duty to keep searching the scriptures, to come together. Right now, we are learning about Christ under the instructive guardians of the Spirit of Truth, also called the Holy Spirit. He's making Christ known to us. That is the person we are worshiping. Let's look at verse 6 and 7. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If you have known me, you should have known my Father also. And from henceforth you know him and have seen him. See how verse 6 is linked with knowing him. And when we know him, we know the Father. So you understand why the scripture says true worshippers is what the Father is looking for. Who will worship him in spirit and in truth? Now we see that the truth there is his son, whom we have to know. And when we know him, we also know the Father. So you see, knowledge of Christ, knowledge of the Word of God, knowledge of truth is central to worship of God, is central to how we worship God. We have to worship whom we know. Jesus is the person given to us by his Father to know. He has set him upon Mount Zion. And he said, all the kings, everybody should kiss the Son, worship him, cleave to the Son, who is truth. Truth set upon truth. For his Father is Mount Zion, pillar, mountain of truth, brought forth truth from himself and set him upon himself for us to know and worship and to come to him. You cannot come to the person whom you don't know. You cannot worship the person whom you don't know. And so you can see very important, individually and collectively, we have to know him. And that was what Apostle Paul was crying out in Philippians, that I may know him. He also said he counted all things dung for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ. For he caught a revelation of what God is saying to you and I this morning. And we thank God that we also were catching it. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Please let's flip forward to John chapter 17. Let's zero down to verse 17. And we will see it there again. Truth is the word of God. Jesus is the word of God. If you read Revelation chapter 19 from verse 10 to 13, you will see the testimony. What God is speaking is Jesus, according as he is written. And Jesus, his name is what? The word of God. And if we look at John chapter 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. He was the same with God, right from the beginning. For God is the Word of himself. God and his Word are one. And so again, see here, John chapter 17, verse 17. Please, let's read it together. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. Again, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. Again, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. In Jesus' name. So you see, another word for the word of God is what? Truth. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. You can see the word of God is called what? Truth. Jesus is the word of God. And so another name for him is truth. Truth. And the Father seeketh true worshippers to worship him in spirit and in truth. In other words, for you and I to worship him through Jesus, who is truth, according as he is written, to know Jesus by the Spirit of Jesus given to us, who will guide us through truth. Please let's flip back to chapter 16. John chapter 16. Please let's take it from verse 13 to 15. You will see again guiding us through truth, and that the Father and the Son, they have the same thing. So the Spirit of truth guides through truth, who is Christ, and also the Father, for it's the same words, the same thing. What the Father has belongs to Christ. What the Father is, so also the Son is. Please let's read it, John chapter 16 from verse 13 to 15. Albeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. Please underline that. The Father seeketh true worshippers to worship him in spirit and in truth. So the Spirit of truth, the Spirit, will guide you and I into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and show it unto you. In other words, the words of Christ, he will speak the words of Christ, make them known to us. He will make us to understand and know the words of Christ, truth, according as he is written, and we will know him. He will show us the things of Christ according as he is written, just as he is doing now. And so again, verse 14, he shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine. These words are truth, the words of Christ, and shall show it unto you. All things that the Father hath are mine. Therefore said I that he shall take of mine and show it unto you. He will reveal me to you according as I am written, says Christ. And whatsoever he reveals to you according as I am written is the same as the Father, is the same truth. Not different truth, is the same truth. And so we see the key there. Now, please let's read John chapter 5, verse 39. The very words, truth, according as he is written, the Word of God, the Holy Ghost, will guide us through, reveal same to us. Those are the very words that reveal Christ. So if you say you know truth and you are not saying Jesus is Lord and that he's raised up again, you are not saying he's the Christ, you still don't know truth. For Jesus is truth. So if you are not saying by the Spirit, according as Christ is written, you don't know Christ. You don't know truth. And the whole essence of being in God's kingdom or of searching for God is to have God who is truth. John chapter 5, let's read verse 39. Please let's go. Search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. So again, you see the very words of God from Genesis to Revelations, Old King James, and translations patterned after it, the Word of God. But you cannot study the Word of God without the Spirit of God. That is why true worshippers must worship him in spirit and in truth. The Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, is also called the Spirit of truth, the Spirit of the Word of God. And so only he knows the spiritual meaning of the Word of God. Only he knows Christ. In short, and only he will reveal Jesus Christ, the Messiah, Son of God, according as he is written. He is the oil of the lamp. He is the oil of the lamp. And without the oil, the lamp cannot shine. It cannot show you anything. You cannot know, you cannot see anything. But with the oil of the lamp, you will know the person of the lamp. For the person of the lamp, the oil is his glory. The oil is his glory. His name is the Word of God. The Word of God. The glory of the only begotten Son of God, filled with grace and truth. Please let's flip backwards to Psalm chapter 40. And let's see verse 7 again. And you will see it is the same thing. Christ is written. And that's why we see true worshippers must worship the Father in spirit and in truth. The Father gave us his word. He already gave us truth. His Son is truth. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And so he gave us his Son, who is called truth. And we have the spirit of truth. The spirit of truth to reveal truth to us, to make truth known to us as we search the scriptures. For truth is written from Genesis to Revelations, Old King James. Without the spirit of truth, what we have is letter, logos, letter. The letter killeth. It is the spirit that will give life to the word of Christ to make him known. So we need the light of Christ for us to know the words of Christ. Please let's read Psalm 40. Let's zero down to verse 7. Then said I, lo, I come. In the volume of the book, it is written of me. Please underline that. In the volume of the book, it is written of me. Remember, we read John chapter 5, verse 39, that in the scriptures, search the scriptures. In there we know we have life. It is the very words that testify of Christ. And here again, we see in the volume of the book, it is written of me, Jesus Christ, the Messiah, Son of God, who is truth. And if you look at the book of Daniel, this Bible is referred to there as the book of truth. Jesus is truth. Amen and amen. Please let's flip forward to Psalm 43. And we all know that Psalm 107 verse 20 says, he sent his word. He sent his word. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. Christ raised us up. Christ healed us. He made us whole. So he sent his word. Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. You have to know whom you believe. If you don't know, you can't believe anything of him. And so again, he is written. He is the truth. But let's zero down to Psalm 43. Are we there? Let's look at verse 3. Oh, send out thy light and thy truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me unto thy holy hill and to thy tabernacles. Please, let's read it again. Oh, send out thy light and thy truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me unto thy holy hill and to thy tabernacles. So you see again, send out thy light and thy truth. Remember, Christ is the Son of righteousness with healing in his wings. He is truth. The Father in sending you and I, his son, sent out his word. For God and his word are one. He sent truth. Jesus is the truth. So you see, true worshippers must worship the Father in spirit and in truth. The Holy Ghost is also called light. The light. So send out thy light and thy truth. True worshippers must worship him in spirit and in truth. You can see the lamp of God. The glory. The light is within him. And the light is also with him. So again, you see the word of God and the spirit of God, they are one and the same, given to you and I. And yet, the Holy Ghost will reveal the word of God. For the light, the oil is of the lamp. The glory is of the lamp. And so again, we see knowing Christ is a great key in God's kingdom. If you are not growing in the knowledge of Christ, forget it. You have to ask yourself, whom are you worshiping? Knowing Christ is a very important thing. You and I, if we are truly worshiping Christ, if we are truly worshiping God in Christ Jesus, we must be growing daily in the knowledge of Christ. We have to know truth. It's not only pastor knowing truth for you, every one of us. We have to know truth. We have to know truth. We have to know truth. I tell you, not to know truth, who is Christ Jesus, is a great sin. We have to understand that not to know Jesus according as he is written is a great sin. And that is why he told the Jews that my people perish for lack of knowledge. Because you have rejected truth, the word of God, I have rejected you from being kings. And if you look at that Hosea chapter 4, verse 6. If you look at the verse 1, please let's open to it. Hosea chapter 4. Let's look at verse 1 first. Hear the word of the Lord, you children of Israel. For the Lord hath a controversy with the inhabitants of the land, because there is no truth, nor mercy, nor knowledge of God in the land. See how truth is linked with the knowledge of God. When we say knowledge of God, is knowledge of truth. For God and his word are one. God is truth and he speaks words of truth. His words are called truth. The words he speaks, the word of God, is also called truth. John chapter 17, verse 17. And so, when we say lack of knowledge, is not in worldly terms. It's lack of knowledge of truth. Lack of knowledge of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. He is the truth given to us that we have to know according as he is written. If you have accepted Christ as Lord and Savior, you have to also come into the knowledge of truth. When we are born again, that is the beginning of the journey of knowing Jesus. We have begun the journey of lifetime of knowing Christ daily, searching the scriptures to know him according as he is written. So the knowledge of God, knowing God, is knowing Christ. Knowing the word of God, truth, you come to know Christ. If you say you know truth, you know the word of God, and you don't know Christ, you still don't know truth. For Jesus is truth. Jesus is the knowledge of God. To know Christ is to know God. So, my people perish for lack of knowledge of Christ according as he is written. My people perish for lack of knowledge of truth. In God's kingdom, you have to know Christ according as he is written. That's why we have the Spirit of Christ to teach us, to reveal Christ to us as we search the scriptures. In the scriptures, Christ is written from Genesis to Revelation's Old King James. And so again, we see if we don't know Christ, we don't know God. Christ is truth. If we don't search the scriptures to know Christ according as he is written, we don't know God. We have no knowledge of God. For the knowledge of Christ is the knowledge of God. And so again, we see that to not know God, to not know Christ, is a great sin. It's called lack of knowledge of truth, lack of knowledge of Christ. We are ignorant of Christ. In fact, it's also called want of the knowledge of Christ. And so it's very important for you and I to understand that in Christ's kingdom, we cannot afford to be ignorant of him. Please, let's open to the book of Acts, chapter 17. Let's zero down to verse 30. And we know, let's first look at verse 23. For as I passed by and beheld your devotions, I found an altar with this inscription, to the unknown God, whom therefore you ignorantly worship. Him declare I unto you. And so you see, these people were worshiping the God whom they did not know. Ignorance of the truth. Let's drop down to verse 30. And you will see. And the times of this ignorance God winked at, but now commanded all men everywhere to repent. In other words, we cannot be ignorant of truth anymore. We cannot be worshipping the unknown God. He has given us as believers Jesus to know. The mystery that was hid down the ages and is now revealed unto you and I is the knowledge of Christ according as he is written. For the knowledge of God is the knowledge of Christ. Father and Son are one and the same. He has given us Christ. So we have no excuse to be ignorant of Jesus. No. We have accepted Christ. The scripture is quite clear. The Holy Ghost is to reveal Christ to us. So we cannot blame anybody but ourselves. Those days of worshipping the unknown God is over. My people perish for lack of knowledge of truth. It's not to unbelievers, but to believers. For the people there is Israel, the people of God. And we are the spiritual people of God. It's the same thing too. We cannot afford to be worshipping whom we don't know. Treat God as the unknown God when he has already given us his son for us to know. And so, verse 30 says again, and the times of this ignorance God winked at, but now commanded all men everywhere to repent, because he hath appointed a day in the which he would judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath what? Ordained. Whereof he hath given assurance unto all men in that he had raised him from the dead. And when they heard of the resurrection of the dead, some mocked, and others said, we will hear thee again of this matter. You can see again unbelief showing they don't know God. And so we as believers cannot be ignorant of God. It's a sin. It's a sin not to know God, because he has given us his son, and the spirit of his son is with us. We have the understanding, we have the potential to understand and know the scriptures. We have no excuse. Please let's open to 2 Peter chapter 3. Verse 18. So you can see, we have no excuse at all. Verse 18 says, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen. See a key? Grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Grow in grace and in the knowledge. So you can see, if you don't know Christ, if you are not growing in Christ, the knowledge of Christ, you won't grow in grace. They go hand in hand. Grace, or the power of God, or the might of God, or the strength of God will increase as we continue to grow in the knowledge of Christ under the guidance of the Holy Ghost according as he is written. Please let's open to Philippians chapter 3. And so again, true worshippers must worship him in spirit and in truth. Let's look at Philippians chapter 3 and verse 3. True worshippers must worship him in spirit and in truth. Now you will understand why Apostle Paul, under the hand of the Holy Ghost, kept saying that I may know him. And yet, this is a man who spent about 25 years in the desert of Arabia studying the scriptures under the guidance of the Holy Ghost. And yet he's still saying that I may know him, because he knew it is central to God's kingdom. It is what you know that you will believe. You can't just carry the Bible and read it for 1 month and say, I know Christ. This is a man 25 years in the desert of Arabia under the Holy Ghost, searching the scriptures. After his conversion is what we're talking about. And before his conversion, he memorized the scriptures, for he was a Pharisee of Pharisee. In the letter, he was knowledgeable in quote. Letter, logos. He did not know Christ, and yet he was worshiping God. But after his conversion, after he became born again, the same scriptures again he studied, this time through the Holy Ghost. And he started to grow in the knowledge of Christ. And after 25 years, he still continued. All of our days on the face of the earth, we have to be growing in the knowledge of Christ. Christ is so vast. All of our days on the face of the earth is not even enough to know him. For we can only know in part, isn't it? And so, no pride at all. The moment you become proud, you start to regress. For God resists the proud and grants grace to the humble. And so, if you don't submit yourself to study of the Word of God under the Holy Ghost, you'll be searching the scriptures. It will always be letter. But if you submit yourself, you ask him, precious Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus, please guide me through the scriptures. I want to know. I want to know God as God knows himself and not as I think. And you start daily, gradually you will see. You start to know him. And that knowing him is all of our days on the face of the earth. We can never say, we have arrived. Now I know Christ. No, this is a man after 25 years studying under the Holy Ghost. This is what he still said, that I may know him. In other words, I want to know him. I still don't yet know him. And yet he wrote most of the Old Testament and New Testament under the hand of the Holy Ghost. And he's still saying that I may know him. Many of us, after just writing a page, will become expert on Christ. But please let's read Philippians chapter 3, verse 3. Okay, let's go. For we are the circumcision which worship God in the Spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh. Please, let's go again. For we are the circumcision which worship God in the Spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh. Please, let's go again. For we are the circumcision which worship God in the Spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh. In other words, circumcising the heart, new spirit with the Holy Ghost dwelling in there, Christians, believers of our Lord Jesus Christ. And now we worship God in the Spirit and rejoice in who? Christ Jesus. And remember, true worshippers must worship God in spirit and in truth. And so, again, see, in the Spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus. For Jesus is the truth. And have no confidence in the flesh. Please, let's read the Amplified Version. For we Christians are the true circumcision who worship God in spirit and by the Spirit of God and exalt and glory and pride ourselves in Jesus Christ and put no confidence or dependence on what we are in the flesh and on outward privileges and physical advantages and external appearances. And so again, you can see Paul saying he worships God in spirit and rejoices in Christ Jesus, for Jesus is the truth. And then he goes on. Let's look at verse 7. But what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Verse 8 says, yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung that I may win Christ. And so again, you see how Paul is saying, look, the knowledge of Christ, spirit, worshipping God in spirit and in truth. He links it with Christ, the knowledge of Christ. It's not just shouting Christ, Christ. You have to know Christ according as he is written. You have to allow the Holy Ghost to guide you through the scriptures. And look at verse 10 again, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death. In other words, knowing him, knowing him, knowing him. That's why we have the Holy Ghost. For it's what we know that we believe of him. And so again, you see, knowing Christ is central to God's kingdom. Please, let's open to Jeremiah chapter 31. You have to know the new covenant. Central to the covenant of Christ is the knowledge of Christ. Please, let's open to Jeremiah chapter 31, verses 33 to 37. It's very important. All of us, we will know him. That is part of the covenant. For we cannot worship him if we don't know him. You cannot believe the person you don't know. You cannot leave it to the pastors alone to know Christ. Christ died for us all. And Christ gave us his spirit. He did not give only pastors or those in the fivefold ministries alone his spirit. Every born again child of God has the Holy Ghost. Once you believe in the name of Jesus, he has made you and I sons of God. Sons of God have the Spirit of God on the inside of the new born again spirit. And the Spirit of God is also with us, and he's in our midst. He says, where two or more are gathered in his name, there he is. So you and I, we have to understand knowledge of Christ is central to things in the kingdom of Christ. And the kingdom of Christ is the kingdom of God. Please let's read Jeremiah chapter 31 from verse 33 to 34. Please let's go. And this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel. After those days, saith the Lord, I will put my law in their inward parts, and write it in their hearts, and will be their God, and they shall be my people. And they shall teach no more every man his neighbor, and every man his brother, saying, Know the Lord, for they shall all know me, from the least of them unto the greatest of them, saith the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sin no more. See a key. They shall all know me. All of us will know Christ according as he is written. He gave us all the lamp with oil. Immediately we became born again. The word of God and the Spirit of God gave he to us. To know. We all have lamps, you know. He gave each one of us his spirit to know. And all this had been prophesied long ago, that we will know him. We will know God. Isn't it wonderful? Isn't it wonderful? Please, let's open to Proverbs chapter 22. Let's take it from verse 17 to 21. Okay, let's go. Bow down thine ear and hear the words of the wise, and apply thine heart unto my knowledge. For it is a pleasant thing if thou keep them within thee. They shall withal be fitted in thy lips, that thy trust may be in the Lord. I have made known to thee this day, even to thee. Have not I written to thee excellent things in counsels and knowledge, that I might make thee know the certainty of the words of truth, that thou mightest answer the words of truth to them that send unto thee. See a key again? For us to know the knowledge. As we are hearing the word of God, it is for us to know him, who is the person of the word of God, Jesus. For us to know, it is what you know of him, you will believe and trust. And so, we have the Spirit of the word of God, who will make known the very words. He is the light, he is the oil, he is the Spirit of truth. But he won't force us. We have to humble ourselves and be willing to know God in Christ Jesus. Do you really want to know Christ? Perhaps we need to ask ourselves individually. Do you really want to know Christ, or you want to know all about the pastor who cannot help you? Do you really want to know Christ, or you want to know about me, who is like you? So you have to ask yourself, it is Christ we are gathered to worship. It is Christ who saved us. It is Christ the one who is set upon Mount Zion. It is Christ whom we have to know and believe, so that we can trust him with every aspect of our lives. Remember, all those that were healed, all those that he helped in his days in the earthen vessel, They worshipped him. They knew him according as it is written that he will heal them. He will help them. They knew him as the one to do this. And so they said, "You are Christ, the Son of God." And the dead came back. Lazarus was raised up. "You are Christ, the Messiah." The blind saw, because they knew him according as he is written. The sick were healed because they knew the Christ is the Son of Righteousness with healing in his wings. He will set them free from their sickness. He will heal them. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. They knew that Christ is the word of God, that from his lips will flow the word of God, and it is so immediately. So now they worshipped him. They worshipped him first according as they knew him. And so you see how central it is to know Christ and worship him by what you know. Even in heaven, if you look at Revelation chapter 5, they worshipped him based on the truth that he died and rose up again. He purchased from every nation people to be one kingdom of God. He purchased us by his blood. So they worshipped him based on what they knew. They trusted in him. They believed in him according as it is written. And this they knew. And you and I too, it is the same. We have to know him. Ignorance of Christ is a sin. It is no longer tolerable. In this new covenant, those days are gone. Please let's open to 1 John chapter 2. Let's first read verse 12 to 14. "I write unto you, little children, because your sins are forgiven you for his name's sake. I write unto you, fathers, because you have known him that is from the beginning. I write unto you, young men, because you have overcome the wicked one. I write unto you, little children, because you have known the Father. I have written unto you, fathers, because you have known him that is from the beginning. I have written unto you, young men, because you are strong, and the word of God abided in you, and you have overcome the wicked one." You cannot have the word of God abiding in you if you don't know him. And they knew the person who is from the beginning. Who is the one from the beginning? John chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. "In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God." He was with God in the beginning. And so they knew Christ. They knew Christ. So you see, a key to know truth, to know the Son of God, is very important. Let's drop down to verse 27 of that same scripture. "But the anointing which you have received of him abided in you, and you need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teacheth you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, and even as it hath taught you, you shall abide in him." The anointing Jesus gave us, the glory he gave us, to teach us, to reveal Christ to us, so that we live in Christ by what we know. You have to understand it is central. Please let's open to John chapter 8. Truth. Jesus is the truth. If you don't know Christ as the one from Genesis to Revelations, and you are not able to identify the scriptures with Christ, or Christ in the scriptures, you still don't know truth, for his truth. Please, let's read John chapter 8. Let's take it from verse 31 to 32, first of all, and then we'll read verse 36. Please, let's go. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, "If you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Please underline that. "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Please, let's look at verse 36. "If the Son therefore shall make you free," see a key, "the truth you know will make you free." Now we see the Son, "If the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed," because the Son is truth. So you will know the truth, you will know the Son, you will know Jesus Christ, and he will set you free. And if the Son sets you free, you are free indeed. So you will know truth, you will know Jesus, who is truth, and he will set you free. He will set you free. He will set you free. And so you see, truth. True worshippers will worship God in spirit and in truth. The knowledge of truth is you worshiping God. You have to be growing in the knowledge of Christ. You have to daily, even if it's one verse at home, read it, allow the Holy Ghost to help you. And we also come to church. For if you just stay at home and say you are reading the Bible, the Holy Ghost won't help you at all. For he is the Spirit of truth. He obeys the word of God. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25 says, "Do not forsake the assembling together of the saints, as the manner of some in these last days." So you can see, we have to do the two. Study your word at home, and you also come to the congregation of the saints. It's the same Holy Spirit. But if you are not coming to church and you are reading it at home, is the spirit of error, lies, because you are disobedient to the word of God. So the Holy Ghost will not help you to disobey the word of God, for he is the Spirit of truth, the Spirit of obedience to truth. Obedience to truth is he. So we have to do the two together. Please, let's give him all the glory. Let's thank God for what we've heard today. Thank you, Lord of glory. Thank you, King of kings. Thank you, Holy One of Israel. Lord, we bless you. Lord, we acknowledge you as our God. And we say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord of glory. Thank you, King of kings. Thank you, Holy One of Israel. Lord, we bless you. Thank you, Lord.